Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. It is In This League on Sports Grid. ITL on Sports Grid, my friends. Where you can find the show on your favorite podcast app. You can listen to it live on Sports Grid or the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We're on lots of places, and we've got 3 hours for you here. It is Bogman and myself. Bubba coming up in hour three. We are going to be playing some awesome interviews. We actually did kind of a live roundtable talking about some of the big moves that have happened over this past week with Joe Pisapia, Michael Govier, Daniel Mendelsohn. We've got our boy Curlin, Mike Curlin from The Athletic. Bunch of different interviews and some portions that were on the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast this past week. So that is going to be playing throughout this. But when that had not been happening over the last couple days, the baseball world was shook on its damn core as the Los Angeles Dodgers made an insane move bringing in Freddie Freeman. And Bogman, as Jeff Passan labeled it, the greatest lineup he has seen in his 20 years reporting that now has Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman, Cody Bellinger, Justin Turner. It's stud after stud. They've got Julio Urias, Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw re-sign. They've got all the big moves. They're in a division that looks dismantled. The Diamondbacks are trash. The Padres are falling apart. The Cubs, the Giants are signing guys that are, you know, just kind of cast-offs as they kind of do. And the Rockies did make a massive move in bringing in Chris Bryant, but that's all that they have.
Whipped cream on S.
The Dodgers didn't need to make this move, but what they did was they put a jet engine on a
jet engine, right?
Street cart race. I mean, that's what they did. And, you know, Jeff Passan's comments are kind of interesting because I can't personally recall a lineup more ridiculous than this one. I mean, maybe those old, like, those old Indians lineups from like the 90s that had like David Justice kind of popped in my brain. The Marlins.
What about some of those old Yankees lineups, dude, when they were spending so much money? I think that there's got to be
a retort.
Yeah, I do. I've got a
you
retort.
Bogman has a retort to Jeff Passan's greatest team.
So 2003, which would have been 20 years ago, 20 seasons ago, whatever. Okay.
This is just after the Yankees lost to the Diamondbacks in the World Series because the Diamondbacks are better. Yeah.
But they lost to the Marlins in 02, I think. How about this lineup? Jorge Posada at catcher.
Okay.
Jason Giambi at first. Okay. Alfonso Soriano at second.
Yeah.
Robin Ventura at third. Derek Jeter at short. Left was Matsui. Center was Bernie Williams. Right was Raul Mondesi. Wow. Nick Johnson was their DH, so not great. But Clemens was their opening day on the roids. Clemens was their opening day starter.
Let me throw this out too, because that might be the winner. But what about that same Yankee team? Remember when they got Mark Teixeira? So they had Teixeira. Yeah,
I can read you off that one too.
Yeah, give me that, because they had Alex Rodriguez, Teixeira, Jeter, and I'm trying to remember who their second baseman was. But yeah,
So this is the first Rodriguez, and so it'd be Jorge Posada still. This is his last year. Mark Teixeira, Robbie Cano, Alex Rodriguez, Jeter, Brett Gardner, Curtis Granderson in his prime, Nick Swisher, and Nick Johnson was again their DA. That can't be Nick Johnson. It was Nick Johnson. It's CeCe was their opener. CeCe opening day for them from 2009 to 2014, by the way.
That's a really good team, that Mark Teixeira one, too. Those are big, powerful ones. Okay, so the argument here is that they say, look, we've got Trey Turner,
Posada played the next year, but he DH'd way more. That's what it was.
Mookie Betts, Chris Taylor. I mean, Max Muncy. It's an insane lineup.
How about here's another one. In 2012, Russell Martin, Teixeira, Cano, A-Rod, Jeter, Gardner, Granderson, Swisher, Sabathia, and Raul Ibanez was their DH that year.
I liked Raul Ibanez. Wasn't Bobby Abreu on one of those teams at one point?
He was at one point. Yeah, I don't remember.
Remember Bobby Abreu?
Yeah, Bobby Abreu. So that was with Posada, Giambi, Cano, Rodriguez, Jeter, Damon. Then who is this? Melky Cabrera. I mean, Melky Cabrera won the All-Star Game MVP in 2012. Bobby Abreu, but that Wong was their opener that year, was their opening day starter. Matsui DH for them. But yeah, I mean, Wong was their best pitcher.
But also, so one of the things, here's one of the interesting things about like what's mentioned when you talk about Freddie Freeman joining this lineup is also the pitching staff. You know, what were the full pitching staffs on those? Because this is Buehler, Urias, Kershaw. I know people don't like to talk about it, but Bauer is still technically on that team as a theoretical fourth. That's an insane. The only thing they're missing is a dominant bullpen. I don't see how they bring Kenley Jansen back, but what if they do? They'd have Trinan and Kenley Jansen. They've got some young guys and Brusdar, Gratterall, who's unhittable in an inning. It's not, they're not even talking about Dustin May, because Dustin May can't pitch right now. This Dodger team isn't fair. It's a cheat code. And it's one of those things where,
okay,
it's like,
how about this lineup?
Well,
how
real
about
quick, you come out of, yeah, I want to hear it, but it's amazing to me that you come out of a CBA and all this baseball stuff and you look at the Dodgers and you just feel deflated. You're like, did we all do that? We let this happen? Like, how did we let this happen? But
this is going to be a mic drop on this Dodgers team, which,
okay,
Dodgers,
you know what?
Great.
Here's what I want you to do then. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to save it, because we got to go to break here in just a second.
This is unbelievable.
Okay, Bogman is going to mic drop on this team as we look at some of the best teams that have been constructed after the Dodgers put together what looks like, at least in a modern era standpoint of the last 10 years, I think it's comparable to that Yankee team. Yeah. But Freddie Freeman, Trey Turner, and Mookie Betts, I mean, from a fantasy perspective, those are three top 20 guys that are all on the same team. And oh, by the way, they also have a pitcher that you throw in there. So there are four Dodgers in your top 20 overall drafting. But don't go anywhere, because Bogman is about to mic drop on maybe...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
One of the best constructed lineups ever that can beat these Dodgers. And we're going to do it right after this, plus talking about a few of the other moves right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll be right back. In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
InThisLeague.com. That is our Patreon. What's Patreon? A place that you can support us. It's a thing, place that you can get stuff if you want to be a part of our universe. Now, is it like, you know, signing up on like the old, remember the old Daily Roto, like the Sports Grid, the big pack? No, it's not like that. We're not going to give you algorithms. We're not going to give you packages. It's not going to be absurdly crazy 5 times a day daily content. Like, no, it's our content. It's our world. We have GroupMe rooms with access to us. We have comedy shows. We have our exclusive list. We do live streams. All of that at InThisLeague.com. If you like your fantasy to have a little bit of fun, come and check us out today. InThisLeague.com. We would love to have you. So we were talking about the Dodgers' insanity of being able to acquire Freddie Freeman, which still it's just like, how do we do this? You have to look at the financials. How is the Dodger team able to do what they're doing right now is kind of the biggest mind screw here. But Jeff Passan says in the 20 years, you know, he can't recall a better lineup. You kind of threw a couple Yankees lineups in there that I thought were really intriguing, that Teixeira, both of them, the 2003 and then whatever that Teixeira one was. But you say, Bogman, you have the mic drop of mic drop lineups that if you presented it to Passan, he would probably go, oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah, well, I already think the lineup is better. So if we're just talking in terms of lineup, I already think this 2003.
And that's what he was talking. You and I were like flippantly adding in rotation and stuff like that. He was talking about just starting lineup.
Just straight up lineup. Yeah. And by the way, this Yankee team didn't win the World Series until 2009. You know, so this team is constructed a win in 2003.
Oh, this is your mic drop team? It's another Yankee team?
This is the No. This is the same Yankee team. But this team, which is amazing. Remember, they lost in 2001 to the D-backs. Then I was mistaken. They weren't in the 2002 World Series. That was the Angels and Giants. That was the, you know, Dusty Hand gives the game ball away, and then they end up losing the World Series. Remember the Rally Monkey and all that stuff with the Angels? Yeah. That was Jared Weaver. So, or Jeff Weaver. I can't remember which one.
Jared
so,
Weaver.
Jared Weaver. But here, listen to this pitching staff.
Who is this?
This is the 2003 Yankees, the lineup that I just read before. So the same team. This actually has Jeff Weaver on it, but
Jared Weaver.
This has Jeff Weaver, and that was it was Jeff Weaver, not Jared Weaver. Roger Clemens, 17-9 that season. Okay, Mike Mussina, 17-8.
Jesus.
David Wells, 15-7. Andy Pettit, 21-8. Jeff Weaver was terrible at this point, 7-9, but 17 wins, 15 wins, 17 wins, 21 wins.
To go with that starting lineup as well.
To go with that lineup, and Mariano Rivera had 40 saves.
And you want to know something too? Bet you the payroll on that, probably half of what the current extended CBA you can go to. Like maybe 180 million that team was.
I wonder if 2003 dollars versus 2022 dollars, I wonder which lineup would actually be more.
Going to do that whole thing. I've got the number. You ready for the payroll?
Yes.
You want to take a guess?
187 million.
In 2003. The New York Mets had the second highest payroll.
It's probably going to be like just over 100 million.
117 million was the Mets. The New York Yankees, what was your guess?
I said 187.
152 million.
150. I mean,
with the cap restriction they have of like you can go to 290, that's almost cut in half of what the 2003, and it's almost 20 years ago, but you know, 152 million, that roster was constructed. Now, to your point, 20 years later, what does that look like? It was 40.
Hold on.
$35 million more than the second team in 2003.
So, how would we do the math on this? The it's $1.54. So a 2003 dollar right now would be worth $1.54. So if you did that math, I mean,
yeah, you would add about 75 million to it, because it's like almost, it's like 1.5. So it would be it'd be like 225 million. If you want to round up just for whatever, let's call it 230 million. That's an adjusted payroll.
What's the Dodgers paying this year?
What do you want to know?
what's the Dodgers current payroll for 2022? Oh, let's see.
Dodgers.
Because you just said 225 for the Yankees or whatever.
Dodgers 2022 payroll. I don't know if it's going to be adjusted. Yeah, see, it
doesn't have Freddie on there.
It doesn't have Freddie on here.
Well, just add his average annual value. What is it, $30 million?
Let's see. It currently says 40-man adjusted. It says active payroll is $231 million. That's not with Freddie Freeman. So they're going to push to 250.
Jesus Christ.
Because that's like 20, because he got 6 years, $160 million, right? So what is that? 6, 12, 18. That's like 25, $28 million. So if you want to round it up, you're probably at 260. So $260 million this year for the Dodgers. The adjusted payroll in 2003 of the Yankees would have been about $225.
They've got him for, oh God, it's not even updated on like.
Now, I will point out one note, though. Trevor Bauer accounts for $35 million of their payroll. 15% of the payroll. Add in Freeman, it probably puts him down to like 12% of the payroll. If he were not on the team in some, I don't know how they would do it, you know, that would bring us down almost close. It'd almost be one for one on the Dodgers payroll.
Man. Or the Yankees payroll. Why don't they just go sign Carlos Correa now? Where would they put him? Like, go sign Carlos Correa now. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild move. And the other crazy move that you're not going to hear in this next segment is Chris Bryant going to the Rockies. The Rockies look like they were just a shell. They can't bring free agents. They've got to try to build within some way. They wanted Trevor Story to come back, and they go and spend $168 million on Chris Bryant, who they gave him a full no-trade clause, which is bonkers stuff as well. And Chris Bryant is now the face of Colorado for many, many years, where it's filled with young, untapped potential and Charlie Blackmon.
It's going to be the face of the Chicago Cubs in two more years. When the Cubs spend their money and are getting good again, they'll trade a boatload of prospects to Colorado.
Well, guess what?
Chris Bryant back.
Chris Bryant has a full no trade clause, though.
Well, yeah, but he can. Why would you? If the Rockies suck, you're going to get paid the same. You can go back to Chicago where they love you. Yeah, go back to Chicago.
Hey, there's surprises. I mean, this would blow everybody's mind. I hate talking about this because we have a little bit of time between when this airs and when we record, but what if Colorado shocked everybody and re-signed Trevor Story or brought in Carlos Correa? You know what I'm saying? Like, they just did something nutso, and they build around two big stars, because the biggest problem Colorado has, they can't get anybody to come play for them. So what can you do?
Well, no pitchers. Yeah.
What can you do, though? You have to bring in a couple guys that people want to play with. And if they had Correa and Bryant. Yeah, you have to overpay. Well, that's what the Rangers did. The Rangers paid $500 million to get two guys just to make people excited about coming to Texas. I would say, what would you rather have, Corey Seager and Semien or Correa and Bryant? You know, maybe you might pick the other side. I think I would take Correa and Bryant, and those are guys I think people would want to go play with more than Seager and Semien.
It's just pitchers just don't want to go there because their ERA is going
to
be inflated.
But baseball's working its best to even the.
You
got to
get good pitchers on the tail end of their
Humidor,
career. Plus your prospects. Yes.
But you got 100%. Humidor. You got banning the shift. I mean, they're doing all the stuff they possibly can. If anything, Colorado should spend some of this dumb money and just move the stuff back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to have such a garbage stadium with a thin air, why don't you move your walls back a little bit like Baltimore is and make it easier on yourself? That's the perfect way to bring more pitchers in.
Okay. I'm with you. I just think that you take away the novelty and the whole point of, you know, having a team in Colorado is to watch those bombs.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I agree, but like you said, you know, can you build with within? I don't know. They haven't done a really good job. They drafted a couple decent pitchers they've got sitting in their system, but it's nothing to, you know, cry home about. They've been spending on outfielders. They need to spend on pitching. What you got coming up here, which is going to be funsies, is we've got segments from some of our friends in the industry talking about all the latest moves we did.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
A live episode on our Twitch, which is twitch.tv/inthisleague, where we play some video games, and we did a live episode. You can catch the entire episode on our podcast feed at In This League. Just search In This League on your podcast feed, but you're going to get some of the stuff, Pisapia, Govier, Mendelssohn, we've got Kurland, all of that coming up through the next hour. We will talk to you at the end of the hour, talking about all the free agency frenzy right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In This League.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on.
As a reminder, this people building a podcast don't necessarily care, but we obviously want you guys to come check out our Patreon. Little as $5, get you a bunch of stuff. Don't want you to spend all the money in the world, but if you're into the games and all the stuff we do and us incorporating Twitch, you guys can sub us, and you don't even have to pay money. If you have an Amazon account, you can do a free sub. It helps us out. It gets rid of ads. It gets rid of all the stuff. It gets you all the little extras. And if you don't want to do that, it's only a couple bucks to do that. Bogman and I play games on here. There's a new wrestling game out, which I kind of want to get to play with Joe. It looks so realistic. He's got the In This Ring podcast.
Right? Yep. I want to know. So wait, do I get like an ITL punch card where I get a free sub at some point? Like if I come on the show a bunch of times?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you have a punch card. Like five appearances, and then you get a free sub. And you're 6'1".
Free subs!
I'll come on here. Yeah, but no, exactly. You guys can sub either
they
way. Get rid of all the stuff.
$5 footlongs in Jersey. I mean, absolutely.
Make sure you do it.
By the way, just to address the comments in the chat, I can say Goombas. I'm allowed to say it. Welcome.
I can't. Oh. I can't. Why can't I say that?
Welsh is.
I can say that. That's not one of the things.
We better do a 23andMe to figure out if you can say that or not.
I'm like pretty white. Look at this tan. Look at the sun.
Oh my!
Can you see this?
Yeah, you are red, my friend.
Oh, I am gonna have
Italian.
I am gonna.
I was in Arizona for 2 days. I came back and I was like completely tan.
Yeah. Twitch.tv/inthisleague if you guys want to check it out. All right. Again, we can't go in overtime here because we will not be able to pay the bills with Joe. Joe, let's talk about the first biggest move. And we did talk a tiny bit about this on Fantasy Pros, but this is the big shocking one as baseball's come back. Fernando Tatis Jr. fractured hand. There was no deal with baseball, so no one really knew the extent of it. And this was the big one that shook up Fantasy Pros too, because like I'm in the I think it's the Slack chat, and the Slack chat was exploding. Everyone's like, where are you gonna put him? And everyone update the ranks real quick. And it was kind of like chaotic because this was huge. This was my number one overall player this year, who now can miss upwards of 3 months. Though I do want to say the context is important that those 3 months count spring training. So you got close to a month already cut off, lobbed off here, John Lobb, shout out. And if you're looking at 2 months, you're looking at April and May, so maybe a June return. But we have seen some reports that it could be as worse as August. There's a shoulder concern in there, which people are trying to figure out if he wants to have the shoulder surgery, if he's going to have surgery on his wrist. We literally don't know what the hell is going on with Fernando Tatis, but the big move was how far down do we go? So I know you've talked about this. Let's get your quick take and then we'll do some other directional conversations around it. How far, and has Tatis moved to a not draftable player for you?
Well, he's draftable. I think yeah, I'm always of the mind of everyone in their place. And it's funny because when we talked to Frank Stanfill on the show about it, he and I basically had the exact same thing. We dropped him to, I think he dropped him to shortstop 17. I think I have him at 15 or 16, if memory serves. I dropped him behind Bobby Witt. So that's my line. So I would take Bobby Witt ahead of him because I'd rather have the shot at the young guy playing 160 games as opposed to the guy who might play 81 games. And that's just a realistic thought process. And I guess I'm going to piggyback the concept of, yeah, okay, maybe on the bright side, maybe just maybe he could be back by early mid-June. that's also assuming Tatis doesn't have another injury. Last year, he had a ton of health issues. I know the shoulder was a repeating issue for him. I just feel like it's a tough sell at this point. I like your thought, too, that you shared on the show, too, which is if you're going to draft Tatis, you better back it up right away with a Swanson, with a Cronenworth, with a Willy Adames, one of those kind of guys, because I think those kind of guys can at least give you that. You know, it's almost like you're going to draft Tatis as a middle infield guy. Like that you just want some good production out of, and you'll see what happens. But as a starting shortstop, it's tough right now. And in head-to-head formats, it's very difficult. I think in season long, it's an easier sell for me because if you get, you know, 80 to 100 games of Tatis, again, that is on the bright side of things. You can live with that because the quality production is so much better, relatively speaking, right? RPV speaking wise. But I got to tell you, man, it's a really hard thing. And it's sad because this is one of the bright stars in the game. It sucks for baseball more than anything that we're going to again miss time with this guy. And he is electric when he's on the field. But last year, that cycle of injuries was really tiring with Tatis. And I have a little Tatis injury fatigue myself, to tell you the
truth. I know Bogman does too. Bogman, you've actually been hitting this way before the injury happened, that you were just like, hey, listen, you know, he ain't healthy. You were not putting him in injury prone territory. But you were adjacent. You were injury prone adjacent.
I had kind of gotten over that after how he ended the season last year. I was like, well, he was still my number one player, right? I was like, well, you know, he had the shoulder stuff. He played through it. He's going to get a whole offseason to rest that shoulder. And he finished off the season so well. Like, the shoulder kind of goes by the wayside at that point when he's played through that. I was a little disappointed he didn't have the shoulder surgery because Dr. Chow said, look, it's the little hook on the shoulder, right? You have to have surgery to fix it. Otherwise, it will keep popping out. He changed his swing a little bit, though. He changed positions as well. So there were going to be less instances of him being able to do that. So I was excited about him. And then the wrist injury plus, you know, the shoulder, it's almost, once again, it's like my favorite scene from Step Brothers, where they're sitting in the room with Seth Rogen interviewing for the job with the tuxedos on. And he's like, no, this is cool. I see it. And then he farts and he goes, now the suit's kind of seem effed up. Yeah. That's kind of where it comes with Fernando Tatis is, he had this undisclosed fractured wrist that we didn't know about. Now the shoulder kind of seems effed up again. Maybe this is more a part of a bigger thing than just little tiny injuries adding up. It really sucks. I didn't move him down as far as Joe did. I moved him to 80. I can't take him in the first five rounds. I can't do it.
So let me present this real quick. Because I think that's interesting. I actually said to somebody, I was like, you know, after the fourth round, it's going to be really enticing. You're going to be looking at him and you're going to talk. There are ways that you can make this work if you really wanted to do it. You could, you know, like I said, you could do the Willy Adames later. You can move some of this stuff around. Let me present one to you that is a little different than like we put the Bobby Witts here, because I think this guy is kind of volatile. And on the Fantasy Pros ranker, he's just a couple spots higher. So Joe, and please feel free to add any RPV talk in this, because I kind of wanted to get your take before we get you out of here also about what the RPV hit was for Tatis. But
I
would
made
you rather
the adjustment just 2 days ago.
So okay, tell us that. I'd love to hear it. But
well, let's do the other thing first while I whip out my RPV and put it on the table. I got to
whip
go
it out,
it.
Please. Tatis, knowing that you would take the shot at taking like a Willy Adames or something a little bit later, or Jazz Chisholm, who seems to be very divisive. He's a 2020 guy, but, you know, position multiple eligibility, a second and short, but big, big strikeout rates. Who would you rather draft? Let's say you have to make a pick a guy at 70. It's the 70th overall pick. You don't have a choice. You have to take Tatis or Jazz Chisholm. Who would you take?
I take Tatis, and here's why. Because Tatis is great. And there's so many negative potential outcomes, which is enough. There isn't with Tatis, but the upside of
I think your
Tatis
mic is
player in the game.
Am I hearing this wrong? Or yeah, I think mic got screwed up there, Joe.
Something going on with the mic, Joey. You sound like you sound like the guy with the thing right here. You know,
how about now?
You sound like
okay. Now you're good. Now you're perfect. Now you're good. Yeah, you did sound like that. You're
I would be drafting.
Yeah,
I won't be drafting.
I want to have all kinds of things. Jazz Chisholm is overrated.
No, it happened again. Oh, it happened when you did that. As soon as you did that.
Oh my God, I have no idea why. I can only assume that my microphone is tired of listening to me. Maybe electronics close to it. I don't know.
There we go.
Okay, it's good right now. Go. Before you lose your voice box again.
I know, but I really don't know. It's a fun bit to do. All right. So basically, I would take Tatis because Tatis is still that top shelf player. You said it yourself, Welsh. He is at his best, the best player in the game. So that risk is worth the reward. Whereas Chisholm, there's so much downside. There's so much swing and miss. The one thing that you're drafting for is a stolen bases, but if you can't get on first base, it's real hard to sell second. So I think that is part of the issue that I have with that. Also, there's another piece of this, which is just because you draft Tatis doesn't mean he has to stay on your team the entire time. I can draft Tatis, and if you start to get good reports, if you want to get out of it, imagine the haul you could possibly get in late May for Fernando Tatis Jr., the best player in baseball, if you just don't want to see what happens. Or maybe if you've fallen behind because you drafted him too high, then you have the option of dealing the best player in baseball and getting three players back or four players back or two really great players. You can't do that with Jazz Chisholm. So I think that's why I take Tatis. And to answer your other question about the RPV, Fernando Tatis went from being a plus 30 in leagues with middle infielders to all the way down to a minus 4. So you're looking at just about league average, and that's because of the game is played. Now, normally if you cut a player at their knees in half a season, they're well into the double-digit negatives, but because Tatis is so good, it still stays closer to that almost zero range. And that speaks how good he is in just a league where you're not playing with middle infield. Tatis is now a minus 12. But again, that's a sample size of 16 players.
Joe is turning.
Yeah.
Joe,
yeah,
you're turning into a total robot. I don't know what was happening. I don't know what was happening. Dang it. It all of a sudden went crazy there. But did we get you back? Because I did want to give a black book plug.
I don't know. You got me here?
Yes, there yes. Okay, finish up that last thought. Give me the RPV and give the plug, because I want you to get that good Black Book plug in.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I wish I could hear what you're hearing. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on here. I wish I could hear what you're hearing. What I'm saying is the Tatis RPV goes from in a league where you're just playing with shortstops, no middle infielders, he goes down to minus 12, but that's a sample size of 16 players. But because he's such a great player, he is just minus 4 in the league with middle infielders, and that's why. And I can see you're smirking, which must be
it happened again. All right, Joey, I'm gonna give the plug to the Black Book. We love you. We put the crown back on as you go, just so we can see the
love
crown
you
again.
Joey,
so
sure.
See, now he sounds really good, so
yeah, of course. See ya.
There he is. Get the Fantasy Black Book over on Amazon or iTunes, I think anywhere you want to find books, and go pick it up today. The cool thing that Joe's been doing with that as well is all the constant updates. You know, it's constantly updated and pushed. Obviously, if you bought the paperback, I don't think that's there. I don't know if he's going to push an update if you buy the paperback, but you can get the digital version, and I am in it as well. I wrote a little bit in there on the draft strategies for head-to-head, roto, and points.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
To betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Look, that's our next guy. Wasn't the same question. It is David Mendelson from the Triple Play Podcast. What's up, Mindy?
What up,
my
Mindy?
Guy? How's it going, fellas?
What's up, brother, man?
Good, man.
Thanks for stopping in and hanging out with us for a little live podcast recording, which I think you guys do a whole lot. Don't you do a lot of live podcast recording on Triple Play?
A little bit too much sometimes, I feel like. But yeah, no. I mean, isn't it crazy all the stuff that's been going on in baseball?
Good
like,
Lord,
I'm losing track, keeping trying to catch up with everything. It is nuts.
I actually saw, I was over at White Sox camp today. You know, the one thing we didn't talk about, maybe we can throw this in here. I have a reason to mention this, but I was over at White Sox camp today, and one of the things I shared was a video of Andrew Vaughn playing second base. He was on a private field today with Gavin Sheets and a couple of the coaches, and they weren't just like having funsy time with Andrew Vaughn. They were like straight talking, working drills, you know, goes to Sheets, throws to Vaughn. They do a grounder to Vaughn. It was full duty. And he even kind of not acknowledged like, hey, listen, dude, this might be where he's playing. Like he said to somebody like, I'm not necessarily going to play outfield. So I thought that was interesting. But the reason I bring it up is because I saw your boy, Dylan Cease, and Dylan was rocking maybe one of the most hardcore, like, 70s stashes I've ever seen. I mean, it is a thick stash, Mindy. What does that do to the ranks for you?
That can only go up, obviously. I mean, when you're rocking something that powerful, and I mean, obviously, I follow him on Instagram, so I did know that was coming. And, I mean,
it's thick.
He's thick with the mustache. He's thick on the mound. I mean, however you want to take that, like he's just going to be a monster this year. I'm seeing him go like in the fourth, fifth round consistently, and I'm making sure I grab him there in most of my drafts. Like, I mean, his K percentage was ridiculous last year. The core velocity belt that he used in spring training last year really made a difference because his walk rate got under 10 for the first time in his career. So I think sky's the limit for this kid.
Yeah, and he was throwing a live session as well. He was throwing a live session, which he looked really good. Hey, Plinko asking, David, are you in fact in the best shape? We love our best shape of our life reports. Did you guys see my tweet where somebody was like beating around the bush about Key Brian Hayes? They're like, man, he looks really fit. Look at his muscles. And I was like, Just say he's in the best shape of our life. Don't screw around, Mindy. Are we best shape of in our life right now? I've been seeing all those workout posts.
We're getting there. It's springtime, okay. So now it's cutting season. I'll have to save that for a couple months from now, but I will have to tell you, seeing all these pictures of all these guys and their muscles is definitely making me regret not being quite there at this point.
Yeah, me too. I'm in cutting season as well. Yeah, this is Bogman, as you can tell. I'm not letting you see any of the lower half.
Slimming season, right? I'm definitely leaning over.
Yeah, 100%. I look really good. I took a picture. I don't think I'm going to share it. I do have a funny post on it. I don't think I'm going to share it on Twitter, but I met Chris Rose today, and we were talking for a little bit, and I took a picture with him, and I look at the picture, and I went,
don't worry, you guys. I got you. I'll share it on Twitter.
No. Well, I got a good caption for it. But I looked, and I was just like, buddy, you need to stand out in the sun a little bit more. And I'm not talking about Chris Rose. So that was me. I want to cover one of the trades with you. But real quick, since we were talking about it, we're talking about Tatis and how far he drops. And Acuna's not getting that same chaos. And I think, I don't know, I'm not sure if people are up to date on what needs to be done. Mindy, where are you at on Acuna? You know, they say not till May. There's talk of maybe late May. So you're talking a month to 2 months, even though he says he's 95%. Where do you think the perfect spot for Acuna to be drafted is? And also losing, you know, theoretically Freddie Freeman, but adding Matt Olson.
The perfect spot for me to draft him is the back end of the second round. But I think ultimately he's going to go closer to the middle of the second round. And it's because that May timeline kind of scares me, because right now that seems like it's the optimistic point of view. But then you have him when he comes back, and even with the DH, like, how many stolen bases do you think they're actually going to have him try to attempt to do?
See, it's that's such a good point right there, is with all this, like, is he going to be like green light all day, every day to run?
But yeah, but on the other hand, you can't think they bring him back until he's that good, right? Yeah. Like, I know you want to bring him back immediately, and he says he's good to go. But isn't that the whole reason you wait to bring him back, is so
that's a good point.
He can run like a deer.
But they also, he's signed to a pretty long deal. So at that point, you're like, is it worth risking it this early on to have him run? Like, he can hit and he can do what he needs to do, but we don't want to risk the stolen base side of him maybe this early on in his recovery. That's the biggest thing that scares me, is there, it's looking at this as an investment, and right. they just won a World Series. So it's not like they have pressure, you know, to do something this year. You know, the fan base satisfied last year. So it's like, hey, let's not blow our franchise player right now. Like, let's have him hit, let's have him DH some. Like, I think he'll get the at bats when he comes back, but the stolen base appeal is why he's taken as early as he is at this point. So that's why I'm like, look, the injury timeline, the lack of stolen bases, you know, Matt Olson definitely does help having him there. He may be, you know, comparable to Freddie Freeman, I guess, in terms of protection in the lineup, but that's where I'm starting to fall off a little bit. Like, okay, I'm not willing to take him as an early second round pick like I was before.
Dude, the projections too, like, I don't, he's still projected from the Bat X, ATC Bat X, they use the same projected games, but 131 games, it's still 37 homers, 27 stolen bases. That just seems high. It just seems like so. I'm into Acuna, but I just don't know if I could do it. Could you see yourself, by the way, rocking an Acuna Tatis team, and they're like your third and seventh round pick? Like, is that
you
all
have
the,
spent all of your risk bucks by round
every risk
four.
Buck has been done. What would your team have to look like if you went into draft and you say, you know what, I'm gonna blow everyone's mind, I'm gonna take Acuna in the second, I'm gonna take Tatis in the sixth to assure I have them. What's the build real quick around doing that? Like, Manny, what would you do? I know I'm not giving you a place and everything, but just imagine that it's six Tatis, second Acuna. How do you build a team that makes sense around that?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
I know.
Yeah, I think you YOLO that team, right?
But that's do you YOLO team,
probably?
But like, do you YOLO, or do you create like because what would you go and get a Garrett Cole in the first, and then maybe the third you start getting, you know, big power or stolen baby. You get Witt in the third, and then the fourth you go get Pete Alonso for power, and then the fifth you get another pitcher. Like, how do you got to get a closer in there too. How do you build a team around those two? Is it even possible?
I think, like, ultimately, yeah, I would probably get my ace in the first, assuming since I get Acuna in the second, so I can get my, you know, like, you go the aces, bases, and closers route, the ABCs, and do something like that. And then once you get, like, in the fourth, I'm definitely looking for a solid, like, power hitter, or somebody like a Pete Alonso, maybe like a Teoscar Hernandez, something like that. And then in the fifth, I'm looking for somebody that's going to be stable, somebody I know I can count on. You know, somebody in that range, like if Whit Merrifield falls in that range, like you mentioned, I think, you know, batting average, stolen bases are going to be there. That's the one thing you're not going to get from Tatis and Acuna that you probably can count on as much as the stolen bases. Like, if you drafted them 2 weeks ago, you were like, okay, I got these two guys, like, I can chill with steals, but that wouldn't be the case in this situation. You can't have that.
You
same
couldn't
comfort.
Even draft those Dude. Guys together 2 weeks ago.
Check this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's true.
Upper Beck just posted this in the chat. Here is his YOLO team. First pick, Trout. Second pick, Acuna. Third pick, DeGrom. Fourth pick, I love this, Buxton. And then YOLO it. And then I say throw in a closer, and then six round Tatis. Money in the bank, or it's football season soon. That's how I like that team. I might do that.
I think with the first pick, I might go Cole. You know, if Cole fell to you, then Acuna, DeGrom, Buxton, and closer and all that stuff. But that's the YOLO team right there.
It's
that's
the greatest YOLO team of all time.
Yeah.
Upper rock that. Let's talk about the one of the big trades. Jesse Winker, Eugenio Suarez traded to the Mariners. Justin Dunn, Brandon Williamson, Jake Fraley, and a supposed big name player to be named later is in there. Mindy, what value change, if anything, is going on for you with Winker and Suarez? Those are kind of the big guys. Justin Dunn is just going to be, he'll be a starter. You know, he's going to have a job. Fraley's going to obviously get potential. Williamson's not a guy this year, but Winker is going to be the three-hole hitter, it looks like, for the Mariners. Eugenio Suarez, it looks like he's going to be locked up at like five or six on the Mariners roster. The park, a little bit questionable, but a lot of good support, and this team is going to just be balling out. So what do you think about Winker and Suarez trade as far as their fantasy value goes?
Well, I think they're obviously the park factor is going to make it where it seems like it's worse. But if you look at Jesse Winker last year, his home splits 297, 393, 540 slash with a 139 WRC plus, away 279, 377, 468 slash, 126 WRC plus, going from the second best ballpark in terms of park factors to the fifth worst. So again, like, there's that there. but he's got a better lineup around him. We already know he's god awful against left-handed pitching. Like he should not be in the lineup in any circumstance when that's the case. But he's somebody I think with that lineup, you know, maybe the home runs come down a little bit, but I think we know at this point what he is. And he's somebody I'm not going to be downgrading too much. As far as Suarez goes, he's going to get every opportunity to play. Like him and maybe Abraham Toro, they figure out some type of rotation with them. But Suarez, you know, is going to be a 30 to 40 home run bat that's going to hit 200. And that's kind of, I think, what his floor is usually. So I'm downgrading both a little bit, but I'm not to a point where it's like a dramatic difference from before.
Yeah, I kind of like Boggs, like with Winker, I don't know, man, like high batting average guy, the most crucial part of the lineup. Seattle is going to be, I think, very aggressive this year. They're built to try to win. They want to win. Winker had a major power question mark when he was in the minor leagues. You know, he was all contact, 300 plus hitter. Could he hit for power? And then now he's going to kind of like a power suppressive park, which isn't the best, but like, I'm not drafting Winker for power. That's I think he could lead the league in doubles, that's to be it. Honest with you. Yeah. 300 hitter leading the league in doubles, and he could be a four category player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, man, three guys I just didn't move after their moves, and I'll explain all of them, but Winker and Suarez were two of them. I was already fairly high on Suarez, and his power is going to play anywhere. It doesn't really matter. So we know what he is. He's in a better lineup. So the playing time is better. The park's a little worse. So I think it kind of evens themselves out. I have been drafting and praying that he hits closer to 240 than 200. We'll see if that happens, because before these last two seasons, like a career 240 hitter. So yeah. It's within the realm of possibility for him to come back that way, probably lose a little bit of power if he does hit 240, but I'd rather take a couple less homers and a better average, obviously, than a guy that's going to sink you. Winker, I was already fairly high on, but I think it's exactly what Mendy just said, man. It's the park factors are probably a little worse than the lineup factor for him, so I didn't move him. I couldn't move him down. I definitely wasn't going to move him up with this trade, so I kept both those guys exactly where they are. So
I kept Winker pretty much. And Kyle, I think this might be evil, Kyle, a great point, says there's zero left-handed starting pitchers in the division. So it's really good for Winker, which it's very right-handed heavy in that division. So they really set themselves up. The other interesting notes with that is Kyle Lewis will not be ready for opening day, which seems to be just continuously going on. And it does lead a lot of people to get into the Julio Rodriguez thing. But I've been very critical of it. Then they have the CBA stuff, which is really beneficial to rookies. The thing I would counter to is I think that team they made a move for a stud out. This is not a rental. Winker's not like a rental type of guy. This is like a core player. That's an outfielder that I look at that and I go, they really have to be logical about the development of Julio Rodriguez. And that's been my problem. I just don't think he's ready, and I don't think they want to push it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Welcome back, friends. In this league, a little break from the action. You've been listening to Bogman and I speak with some industry guys. We did a live episode on Twitch talking about all the latest moves, the fantasy impact and everything. What, another one that didn't get mentioned was Kyle Schwarber, who's going to be DHing in Philly. You and I, we did speculate on the episode, and we've been talking at length. We did an episode earlier in the last week as well, looking at rosters and depth charts and just going, there's no way they're going to have Matt Vierling or whatever be their DH. They had to go after somebody, and they did. And they signed one of the big, big bats in Kyle Schwarber, who can play a little bit of first if they want, or, but most likely is going to be their full-time DH box.
Yeah. I mean, I like the move. I love Schwarber hitting in that tiny little stadium. That's going to be great for him. Dude, good line of protection for Harper too. I love it.
I saw his spray chart. I need to learn how to like do that like really well, like some of these guys do. But they'll do the overlay where you can see the overlay of all of his hits and where it would have gone in that stadium. The only problem why it's faulty is because they do like every single hit they had the whole year, and they don't play there every single time. But it looked, from a rough visual estimation, that he would have added somewhere between 15 and 18 more.
Good Lord.
It was just absurd. So you obviously have to track that back, but you might be looking at a 10 to 15% power boost for Schwarber being in Philly, and it's great protection. You know, having, you know, obviously Harper and Hoskins, but you've got like a young Alec Bohm who's more of a contact hitter. Philly's going to be something else, man. And Kyle Schwarber kind of adds to that mystique.
I have Schwarber to trade to you in some of these leagues where I'm rebuilding. And I also have Chris Bryant. Going to cost you way more than F and Isaiah Grant.
Oh, you have Chris Bryant?
In one of those leagues I do, for sure. I can't remember if it's three.
We need to work out a trade. I'm gonna need Chris Bryant. So dang it.
Like that I said, going to cost you way more than Isaiah Green. So
that sucks. Well, I mean, I don't play. You can't tax me for getting Salvador Perez for Isaiah Green because you offered it, but I agree it's gonna cost me more.
It's gonna be called the Isaiah Green tax.
Yeah, you can't put it on the back end of like here's the makeup for you getting Salvador Perez. All right, don't go anywhere. We're gonna jump in right in next hour for more of the conversation with some of our friends in the industry. So just sit back, relax, and we'll talk to you at the end of hour two. But don't go anywhere. Hour two is coming up right after this, right here on In the Sleeve.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.